This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. A little Bon Scott there on the bagpipes.
Yeah, you're giving the backstory on that as we were coming into one of our famous theme songs. Good stuff. Bon Scott played them.
Yeah, it was Bon Scott. Learned how to play the bagpipes just for that song.
Just for that tune.
Yeah, which is the way to do it,
you know? Yeah.
Learn how to play the piano to play.
Yeah, if you just got to play your tunes.
Yeah. Making it up. Speaking of just playing your tunes, the pro days are just about wrapped up.
Yeah, we're getting down the home
stretch. We got about a week left of pro days before they're done here. But the last 2 days have been very busy.
Yeah, a lot of big name guys.
A lot of big of Alabama, numbers, right. Ohio State, the North Carolinas.
LSU, Florida, yeah. Right.
So we're seeing a lot of these numbers come in. I just thought I would go over some of this stuff here just to kind of give people an idea of what we're looking at. We can talk a little bit about what these numbers mean.
Yeah, and the draft, there's obviously a shakeup at the beginning. The picks are all moved around a little bit here, too. So there's a lot of draft news right now.
Yeah, Arizona State had their pro day yesterday, Monday, I should say. Wide receiver Frank Darby, 6 foot, 201, 4.56. Nothing real spectacular there from him.
Mm-mm.
He's a late-round guy.
Yeah, there was some buzz about him before the season.
Yeah.
Harry, Ayuk, Darby's next. Yeah. He didn't quite live up to that.
Well, he kind of is next with that, if you consider Harry.
Harry's not much to live up to at this point.
Yeah.
I like Ayuk a lot.
But, yeah, right.
I mean, those guys were first-round picks.
Duke had their pro day, and they've got a couple guys here that are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a Chris Rumpf fan.
Yeah, and I don't know where he fits, but boy, I like his game.
We've talked a lot about him. We thought he might come in a little small. Well, he actually came in at 6'3", 244.
You like that.
He didn't run.
Which is
makes
a red
me
flag.
Think, okay, he spent the last 2 weeks before his pro day maybe eating sandwiches 24 hours a day to get the weight up.
Get the weight up is the goal here. But you did say he jumped, right?
No, he had long arms.
He has
33 3/4-inch arms.
Okay.
And did 18 reps on the bench press, which is 18 reps.
I mean, it's great that he can get to be over 240. And again, I really like the tape, but what's he playing at in week 9?
Right. You know is he 235? Which is probably what he actually is.
Right. Because he didn't run. I mean, it's not his natural weight, probably.
Yeah. The other edge they have there, Victor Dimakaje, is only 6'1. But 262.
That's a thick guy. Yeah.
That's a thick dude. 34.5-inch vertical, which...
Pretty good for
pretty
two.
Pretty good, yeah, for a guy that big.
Yeah.
Did 28 reps on the bench.
Okay.
Super, big, strong dude.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.87 on the 40, which isn't great. But he hit a 4.35 short shuttle.
So that's not bad
Yeah, he can change your directions pretty well there.
Okay. I don't know much about him, but he sounds like a base 4.3 strong side type end. Maybe he can kick inside for you, but you probably have somebody better.
Right. Their tight end.
This was a little alarming.
Yeah, he's 6'3", 240, Noah Gray.
Mm-hmm.
So not the biggest tight end, but he ran a 4.45 or 4.55.
That's moving. Tight end moving under 4.6.
He also had a 3-cone of 6.83.
Wow, below
that's,
7.
That's 94th percentile for tight end. I mean, there's some athletic tight ends in this
3-cone translates to tight ends, the numbers – dorks will tell you that's one of those translating things. Somebody to keep an eye on.
Yeah. He also had a 35-inch vertical, which
is that's really good.
Yeah, for a 240-pound guy, is not too bad.
Yeah, I saw the 40. I didn't see the other numbers, but those are good.
Yeah. Let's just move on to some of these other guys are lower rated guys.
Yeah.
Elijah Mitchell, we were texting back and forth about him last night. Because he's a guy, I'm like, okay, he's a sixth-round guy.
Right, right. I kind of thought that, too.
And
And pay attention to Steelers fans, because if the Steelers don't get one of the top three backs, this guy could be in play.
Yeah, I mean, I like the tape. He runs hard.
Mm-hmm. He does run hard.
But he came in at 5'10", 201, which is a little undersized.
A little undersized, yeah.
Yeah. But his athletic stuff was just off the charts. He had a 38-inch vertical.
Really good.
He had a 128-inch broad jump, which was 93rd percentile. Mm-hmm. His 40-yard time was 4.38.
That's a really knocks.
I didn't think he was that fast. I thought he's more of a 4.6 guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if that's a fast track and he runs that's really the equivalent of a 4.45.
That's
still flying. Still flying.
His short shuttle was 4.19.
Pretty good.
77
for a guy that can run.
72nd percentile, and his 3-cone was 6.94.
Wow.
So
he reminds me, especially once you see the numbers, of like a Raheem Mostert or one of the smaller Niner backs that you give him a crevice and boom, they're gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Just watching his tape, he ran like straight ahead power stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Right. I mean, he was a feature guy in their offense, you know, right.
Their other back, Trey Regis, is not nearly as highly rated. They're both seniors. He was more of a 4.68 guy. Mm. Not nearly
maybe
as.
Maybe a camp body
type. Yeah, right. The Miami edge rushers.
This was really interesting.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips came in at
three of them, first of all.
Yeah, 6'5", 260.
This is Phillips you're talking
about? Yeah, this is Phillips.
I think he's the best of the group on tape, too.
Yeah, he had a 36-inch vertical, 125-inch broad jump, only 21 reps on the bench, but long
arms.
That's
okay, he's got long arms.
Yeah, he's got 33.25-inch arms, 4.56 in the 40.
4.56.
That's closing speed. Yeah. 4.13 in the short shuttle.
Pretty darn good for long.
That's 96 percentile. And then a 3-cone, a 7.01.
Yeah, just fine. It's really good.
That's 80th percentile.
Yeah, that's really good.
Russo, the other big long.
His wingspan and the hands are crazy.
He's like a condor.
Yeah.
6'7", which is 98th percentile. 266, 34.75-inch arms.
Yeah. I mean, that shows up on tape.
Yeah.
He uses them well.
I mean,
it's one of his best assets.
11-inch hands.
I say his hands are massive, too. Yeah.
That's 99th percentile. Now, he only jumped 30 vertically. He didn't have to jump.
No. He's not super explosive.
Yeah.
He's kind of a build-up guy.
Yeah. 4.69 and 40, which for a guy, 6'7", 266.
Yeah.
That's still moving.
Ball type, right.
So there's some stuff there. Quincy Roche is the other guy there. He's 6'3", 243. He's more of a power type player, but still ran a 4.68.
Right. I mean, if Steelers third, fourth round, maybe, something like that. I mean, he gets overshadowed a little, but he's pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, their tight end, Brevin Jordan, at 6'3", 247, ran a 4.69.
It's fine. It doesn't blow you away.
But any for tight end, anything under 4.7 is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's that's his bread and butter, though.
Yeah.
I bet he's not super thrilled with that.
Yeah. The North Carolina running backs, we got to talk about
these
guys.
Yeah, this is definitely interesting.
People were disappointed that Javonte Williams ran a 4.55.
I don't understand why you'd be disappointed with that.
The comparison for him has been Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, when he came out, was like a 4.65 guy.
Yeah, right. I mean,
what's the...
We know he's not going to be Jamal Charles or Travis Etienne. That's not his game. He has burst. I mean, he runs away with people that he has an angle on. But he probably isn't going to bust a lot of 80-yarders, but not many backs do.
5'10", 212. So he came in a little bit lighter than what...
I bet he plays
that's probably to probably to get... Again, he wasn't eating sandwiches.
Right.
Trying to get the speed up a little bit. But a 36-inch vertical.
But that's... I like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's all legs.
Yeah, he's a thick,
A broad jump of 123.
Pretty good. That's 70, over 10 feet. Right?
Yeah, that's 78th percentile. 22 reps on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
The short shuttle was 409.
Yeah.
That's 91st percentile.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And it shows up how low he is, and that makes sense.
And then the 3-cone was 6.97, which is well above average,
too. Yeah, that's quite good, too.
Yeah.
Michael, I think that's a successful day for him.
Yeah, I don't see why people were killing him over that.
No.
Michael Carter, the other running back.
I think he's a little disappointed with how it went.
But I've seen people put him on the good list and Williams
too,
on the bad list. I don't get that.
I don't get that.
Carter came in at 5'8", 201.
Yeah, and he probably is really 195. You know what I mean?
Like the real problem
is big for him.
29-inch arms.
Yeah, that screams problems in protection.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we know Williams is really good in protection. Carter's a great receiver, but on third and eight, in the second half of the season, it was Williams on the field, not Carter.
Right. He also has 8 3/4-inch hands.
Yeah.
Tiny hands, tiny arms. 34-inch vertical, 119 inches on the broad jump, 16 reps on the bench. He only ran a 4.5.
Yeah, that's the same. It was, his 40 was okay, you know.
But his short shuttle and three cones were out of...
That makes sense.
His short shuttle was 3.98.
That's really something.
And his three cone was 6.81. Those are both, you know, 98th and 90th percentile.
I mean, I wouldn't crush him too much for that pro day, but with the numbers we've been seeing around the league, I expected him to be a little higher, or a little better.
Chaz Surratt, their inside linebacker, who's kind of fallen.
There's so many linebackers.
There's so many linebackers. Like he's like getting pushed into the third round, maybe even the fourth round at this point. 6'2", 229, 31-inch vertical, 25 reps on the bench, 4.58.
Pretty good.
That's moving for for a linebacker.
He covers a lot of ground.
Yeah, 4.16 in the short shuttle, 7.02 in the three cone. Yeah. So he changes directions well.
Yeah, yeah, he's an athlete.
And a former quarterback.
Former quarterback, and hasn't had a lot of linebacker reps over the years. Good blitzer, downhill player, covers in space. There's upside there.
Yeah. The Ohio State Pro Day was yesterday. That's where Mike Tomlin was at, which – I could have predicted, like just looking at the schedule of the pro days without knowing where Tomlin and Colbert were going to go, I could have put check marks beside each one that they went
to. Here to here,
So you know, people, well, the Steelers are here. They must be looking at so and so. You know, there's pictures of Tomlin talking to Justin Fields. Okay,
he should. Why would he not?
Why would he not? He's there.
Right. Absolutely, might be playing against him, or might be.
Maybe you recruit. Maybe he's Dwayne Haskins 3 years from now. And,
right,
you know.
Right. I say, or he's a free agent, and you're paying him big money. I mean, who knows?
So Fields came in at 6'2 3/4", so he's almost 6'3".
Quite a showing.
He
did,
he had a great pro day, 227, which is
great,
good size.
But he's a rocked up, strong guy.
Yeah, 32.5-inch arms. I don't care so much about the arms.
Yeah, yeah.
But the hands, 9 1/8-inch hands.
Yeah, that's a little surprising.
Problem?
Some people, I mean, certainly depends what area of the country you're in and how many wet balls, and you'd have to go back and look at his tape in heavy, windy games and how well he controls the football. I don't know if there's a lot of those to go off of.
He played at Ohio State, though, and he, you know, so he's played in weather.
Yeah. You don't love it, but
don't love it.
It's not the end of the world.
What you do love, though, is that 4.44 4.40.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, even 99th percentile for quarterbacks.
Even on a fast track.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio State, you probably add like a 0.05.
If he's 4 or 5 flat, it's flying.
For a quarterback, that's
223 pounds, I think you said.
Yeah.
Right.
227.
227, yeah. Right. Big, strong guy that can just run away from people.
Like we just talked about the North Carolina running backs. Neither one of them ran
as well as feet.
That fast, yeah.
Right, right.
Wyatt Davis came in at 6'3 5/8", 315. 33 7/8-inch arms.
That's not bad.
Almost 34
right, right.
inch arms.
He sets up well in protection with those long arms.
He's got tiny hands. 9 1/8-inch hands.
Like, wow, that's a little surprising too. Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely a guard. And he's probably a lot of people have him as maybe the top pure guard in the draft.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not sure where to put Vera Tucker and some of these other ones. Yeah. And he's been on top of the list for a while.
Some people have him slipping into the end of the first round. He's probably more of a first early day two pick.
Yeah. A lot of times where you get those quality guards that last 8 to 10 years in the league and play a lot of snaps.
Josh Myers, their center.
Yeah.
6'5 1/4", which is tall for a center.
He's a big center, yeah.
Yeah, 3'10", 32-inch arms. That's kind of why he has to play center. The arms are a little bit shorter. 10 3/8-inch hands, which you like.
You do like
you
that.
You like your center to have big hands. And 29 reps on the bench.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a pretty squarely built, strong guy. He's not a long, lean, you know.
And he's big enough that he could play guard for you, too.
Oh, I would think. Yeah, without any problem.
Yeah.
No, I like him. I think he's a good prospect.
Jonathan Cooper, the edge rusher for them, 6'3", 253. Okay. That's a good size outside linebacker.
Yeah,
32 1/8-inch arms, had a 33-inch vertical, 28 reps on the bench, ran a 4.69.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, for a guy
he's
that
a
size.
4.75 guy.
Yeah.
You know?
4.31 in the short shuttle, 6.99 on the three cone.
You like that from the edge guys a lot. I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot, but that could bump him up a round.
Yeah,
he's a fifth rounder.
I mean, the production wasn't great for him because he was kind of a part-time player for most of his career. But
that's all.
Ohio State edge rushers have done pretty well in the NFL.
Yeah, they have. Hey, he could be a Steeler.
Yeah. How about this for Tommy Togiai? 6'2", 296. which is about what you expected.
What you thought. Yeah, he's pretty solid.
Short arms are 31 3/4 inch
that
arms.
That shows up.
Yeah. 8 7/8 inch hands.
Wow. Under 9 inch hands for a defensive tackle.
It's crazy. But he had 32-inch vertical, which is good.
Yeah,
117 on the broad jump. That's 92nd percentile.
It's pretty good for a guy that big.
40 reps on the bench.
Which is short arms.
Short arms, sure. Yeah, but still strong.
But still, 40's a lot.
And he ran a 4.97.
Yeah. He's a really active player.
Yeah. Short shuttle was 4.49, which was 77th percentile for a defensive tackle. And the three cone was 7.20, which is 92nd percentile.
Yeah. I mean, he is.
It's not quite Milton Williams
direction.
Numbers
yeah, right,
there,
right.
But still pretty good.
It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
He's probably a second or third rounder, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Especially in a weak defensive tackle draft.
Yeah. Sean Wade didn't run. He's going to run later, but he was 6'1", 196.
Okay.
So decent size there. Pete Warner's the guy I wanted to talk about.
Pete Warner's interesting.
6'3", 238.
Yeah.
So he came in a little lighter than what I think everybody thought he was going to be.
I bet he could play at 245.
But he's easily 245,
right.
Yeah. 33 1/4 inch arms.
Mm-hmm.
Nice long arms. His 9-inch hands, okay.
Okay, that's fine. No big deal.
But a 40-inch vertical.
40-inch vertical.
That's the 95th percentile for linebackers.
Yeah.
122 on the broad jump. That's 79th percentile.
That's pretty good, too.
4.52 in the 40.
4.52. I mean, even if it's a 4.57 on another track.
Or anything 4.6 or below for an inside backer like
with
that.
With size like him? Yeah. Right, yeah.
Here's the 4.38 in the short shuttle, which, okay, that's okay. But a three cone of 6.95.
Wow. And besides the Ohio State-Michigan clash, he'd look pretty good next to Bush.
Yeah.
Day two.
Yeah.
Maybe even the second round.
Yeah. Well, he's got Cam Hayward on his side.
Yeah. Okay. A couple people he can fight for.
Tough Borland, one of their other guys.
I bet it was bad.
He didn't. He was not good. 6 foot, 229, ran a 4.98.
He's Matakevich.
Yeah. He's basically undraftable. But Baron Browning, one of their other.
Yeah,
they got linebackers out the wazoo here. 6'3", 245, ran a 4.51.
Did he really? Wow.
He was a 6.78 in a three cone drill.
Wow.
That's 94th percentile.
I wonder which of those two linebackers goes first.
Boy, that's just
it's a tough one.
Yeah,
right?
It could be
similar.
Yeah.
Could be third rounder.
I think when you watch him on tape, I think Werner's been the more consistent player.
Yeah. I think Browning was. The higher recruit, higher athlete.
Yeah, he's more of the, okay, boy, if you take this, and you can see why.
I mean, yeah, sure.
You know, 4.51.
They're both 6'3", though.
Yeah. Big, tall.
Right, right.
Rangy linebacker.
Yeah.
Justin Hilliard is the other guy. He's one of the smaller type. He's a little, he's 6 foot, 229, similar size to Borland,
mm-hmm.
But he ran a 4.81, 27 Ooh. Reps. I thought he would run better. He did not.
Yeah, we thought he was faster than that, but that's a negative. That might be. He might be a lifetime special teamer, too, if he can.
Trey Sermon.
What'd he do? I didn't see it.
6 foot, 215.
Okay.
Good size running back. 33 3/8 inch arms. That's 99th percentile for running backs.
Yeah, you notice he has a big catching radius. So,
yeah.
You know, screens and stuff
he
like that.
He just hasn't caught a lot of balls.
That might help him in protection, though, too.
Right. 9 3/8 inch hands. 37-inch vertical.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
125-inch on the broad jump.
Also pretty good, yeah.
4.57 in the 40.
Wow. So which... is really the same as Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Short shuttle was 4.28, so not super great, but 50th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
6.83 on the three cone.
Wow. That's a good workout for him.
That's 87th percentile on that.
You think he's the fourth back taken?
He might have pushed past Carter with that.
I think he's past Carter. Gainwell's a guy.
Gainwell's,
like a lot.
But Gainwell's
but
a little guy, too.
Yeah. Depends what you're after. Right.
Luke Farrell's the other guy that he's the blocking tight end there.
Mm.
6'6", 251.
Okay.
So you like that from your blocking tight end. 33-inch arms, which is long enough.
Yeah, it works.
9 1/4-inch hands. A 37-inch vertical for that guy.
Wow.
That's
I'm sure
you can't fudge the vertical.
Can't fudge the vertical.
You can't fudge the bench. You can't fudge the vertical. The speed times are all, you know.
Ohio State tight ends are interesting because they don't catch a lot of balls. I'm sure they were all highly recruited.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't just take
But they've got seven receivers and four running backs they'd rather throw the ball to.
Of course. So, their projection of the next level is not always an easy one.
Yeah,
he had find a diamond there.
He had 118-inch on the broad jump, 22 reps on the bench, ran a 4.79, which is okay.
That, right.
Yeah, for your blocking tight end. His short shuttle was 4.36. His three cone was 7.14. So, athletically, he's – yeah.
I mean, of those – 6th, 7th round tight end types, I'll put him up against anybody, you know.
And he will block his butt off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
probably good on special teams.
One of the guys that we wanted to keep an eye on, didn't test super well. That was Elijah Molden at Washington.
Oh, I didn't see his yet either.
5'9", 192.
Well, that's what you expected.
Yeah, I thought he might be 5'10". Mm-hmm. That's third percent. He might just be either a slot corner or – he might be a slot corner.
I think he's probably just a slot.
29.5-inch arms.
No, that's a problem.
9.5-inch hands, 37-inch vertical.
You'll
okay.
Take that? Yeah,
yeah, you'll take that.
He plays explosively.
The broad jump was 125.
Good.
That's good. Bench reps 13, which with
short arms, but he's a
you'd
corner.
Think he'd be better, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I don't really care.
4.62 in the 40.
Yeah, ouch.
Yeah. Now Mike Hilton was a 4.6-ish guy.
Right, right.
You know,
his change of direction might be more important out of the slot.
But he didn't do any of that stuff here.
Right, but we're also seeing more and more of an influx of slot guys that can really run. Not to mention this rookie class coming in is loaded with them.
Yeah. Right. Levi Onwuzurike, 6'3", 290.
Okay.
33-inch arms. He did it at 30-inch vertical, 109 on the broad jump, 29 reps on the bench, ran a 4.85.
I think you'll take that.
Yeah, 4.85's
for a defensive tackle.
For a defensive tackle is really good.
Upfield guy.
Joe Tryon is a guy who was getting some when the draft process started.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him in the first round a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see that anymore.
No, and I'm not sure what he did wrong between now and then, but other guys maybe just went up. He looks the part.
6'5", 259.
Okay, yeah.
He does look the part. 34-inch arms.
Yeah, he looks the part.
Yeah. 10.25-inch hands.
Wow.
He is a big dude. 35-inch vertical.
Wow, okay.
118 on the broad jump.
Pretty good.
22 reps on the bench, which for a guy with 34-inch arms is pretty darn good. 4.64 in the 40.
And
coming off the edge.
Right. He may have made some money yesterday.
Yeah. Now, the short shuttle was 4.36. Not great.
He's a tough body type for a short,
shuttle. 7.18 in a three cone. So
that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
You'd like to be a little lower.
Everything except the bench was 50% or above.
He'll run through you, too. I mean,
I mean, 6'5", 259.
Yeah.
You know, he's.
Yeah. I bet he goes top 50.
Yeah. Their other cornerback, Keith Taylor, 6'2", 198. He is a big, long cornerback. 31.8-inch arms, 9.5-inch hands, 34-inch vertical. Not great.
Yeah.
But the broad jump was 127.
Wow.
That's not too bad.
What do you run?
He ran a 4.52.
Okay, I was wondering,
which for
is this a fast
tall
corner,
for a tall corner,
that'll work.
Yeah, the short shuttle was 4.26, which wasn't great, but the three cone was 6.85.
Okay,
so
interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know much about him.
Tutu Atwell,
little
dude, 5'9", 155. That's a 0th percentile.
He's like the littlest receiver in the draft. Yeah,
but he did run a 4.42.
He better
run a 4.42 because if he gets caught, he's going to get killed.
Yeah. I mean, he has some great tape, don't get me wrong, but little.
Yeah. JV and Hawkins, their running back, 5'8", 183. They like him tiny.
Yeah, little fast
in
guys.
In Louisville. But Des Fitzpatrick, their big receiver.
Yeah, they're a big receiver.
6'2", 208, 35-inch vertical, ran a 4.43.
Wow. It's about the same size, same speed as Atwell.
Yeah, so... they've also got an inside linebacker at Dorian Etheridge, 6'2", 233, but only ran a 4.88.
That's
not going to get it done in this.
Not in this crop of off the ball backers.
Deonte Smith's a guy we've talked about from East Carolina, offensive tackle, 6'5", 305. So
I thought he might be 6'4". Or, I didn't know if he'd hit 6'5". That's good.
35-inch arms.
Yeah, that shows up.
Yeah, 80. Yeah. Yes, that's 80th percentile. 9.78-inch hands, which is
fine.
Yeah, that's good, not bad. 29-inch vertical, which at 305 pounds is.
Yeah, yeah, that works.
113 on the broad. 92nd percentile for offensive tackles. That's not too bad. 24 reps on the bench for a guy with long arms like that.
And he's not super thick. I mean, he's still growing.
Yeah, 5.29 in the 40, which.
That's
I don't care if my offensive tackles can.
We're not going to see their 10-yard splits, but I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, that would be the one. Short shuttle was 4.81. The three cone was 7.96. So
there's a lot to work with there.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He fits the Steeler mold well, in my opinion, just of where they're at with a project tackle.
Yeah. Florida Atlantic. Who did I want to look at from here? I don't think there was anybody from Florida Atlantic this year. But Aleem McNeil at North Carolina State.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
interesting.
6'1", 317.
He's
a nose tackle.
He's a nose, and a modern day nose. Not
He can rush the passer. 32.58-inch arms.
That'll work.
He had a 31-inch vertical, which for like
I actually would have bet higher, but that's
Still 59th percentile. Yeah. His broad jump was 108. That's 56th percentile. The bench he did 27.
Yeah, as you expect.
40-yard dash, 4.94.
Yeah, he can move.
Yeah.
There's a lot to work with him.
Short shuttle was 4.59. The three cone was 7.71.
I think in our D-tackle rankings, both of us had him pretty high.
He's got a quick first step.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do some stuff, do some damage. Kerry Angeline is their big blocking tight end, mm-hmm. another one of these guys. 6'7", 245.
That's lean.
Lean, but 6'7", he could easily put weight on. 33-inch arms.
Yeah, okay.
He had a 29-inch vertical. He ran a 4.84.
You'll take that.
Yeah, from your blocking tight end.
Right.
That's perfectly fine. Kellen Mond came in at 6'3", 211, and he ran a 4.59.
Yeah. I mean, he's not as athletic as people think.
No, he's not. Like, I was watching, they put up every quarterback now, if you look at Twitter, they've got to show the guy – play action handoff to the right, roll to his left, and throw the football.
Mahomes syndrome.
Yeah. Now, so that's the I've seen that video now, I think, for the last like six quarterbacks who've had workouts.
They all do that.
Mond was the only one who had when he was rolling to his left, had to squared his body up to throw the ball 50 yards down the field and stopped his feet moving.
Okay. Because I guess
where the other guys were just run, they would just turn the shoulders and keep moving and throw the ball down the field. Mond wasn't able to do that.
From what I understand, Wilson did it and brought the house down. You know, that was like his grand finale throw. So Fields had to do it the next day and did it nearly as well. Maybe not everyone should.
Right. Yeah. You know. It's not a throw that you want your quarterback to make.
No, you don't want to desire. Or, you know, most can't. Wow.
Yeah. Right. Bobby Brown, their big defensive tackle.
Yeah, I kind of like him.
6'4", 321. He ran a 4.98.
Wow. He was a heavily recruited guy, too.
Yeah, 34 and three-quarter-inch arms for him.
He
could block out the sun at 6'4".
Yeah. He's nose-ish, but he's not a round guy.
No, he's not. They had a linebacker, Buddy Johnson, 6'2", 229, ran a 4.57.
Wow. I have to dig into him a little bit more.
His broad jump was 128. His vertical was 39 inches.
Wow, those are both good.
He's explosive. He ran a short shuttle of 403, 96th percentile, and his three cone was 704, which is 62nd percentile.
Man, they can recruit some kids.
They get guys, They definitely get guys. Cam Sample, the edge out of Tulane.
I like him, too.
6'3", 267. So he really doesn't necessarily fit the...
He could be buttish.
I guess, yeah. He ran a 4.79.
That's not so bad.
That's not so bad for a guy's 267 pounds. The only problem was his short shuttle was 4.48, which is 31st percentile.
You don't love that if he's going to be dropping into coverage.
Yeah, his three cone is 7.39.
Okay.
So he's probably...
Maybe he is a hand-in-the-dirt guy.
But he had 37-inch vertical and 116 on the broad. I mean...
He's a good football player.
Yeah. Patrick Johnson's another guy that we talked about.
They have two good edge.
Yeah. Very productive edge guy for them. He had a nice workout.
Did he?
6'6", 240.
Cool.
6'6", 240.
He probably looks lean.
Yeah, that's a 96th percentile in height to the 9th percentile in weight. But 32-inch arms, which is
You would think it'd be longer for a 6'6 guy, but
10-inch hands, a 35-inch vertical.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
That's
nice. Broad jump was 119, which is well above average. Only 16 reps on the bench.
That's not his specialty,
But a 4.59 40.
Yeah, that's good.
He was cooking. And his three cone was 6.97.
I bet he goes higher than we've been able to get him in mocks.
85th percentile. We've been getting him in the fifth, sixth round.
He might be a fourth.
Yeah, and he's been productive.
Right, he has. He's good tape.
But that's it for the pro days. They don't have the Alabama up here yet from yesterday.
I know they don't have. I'm sure they don't have LSU's yet. That's going on today. Florida's going on today. Pitt's lit it up, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, we'll get around. We'll keep getting that stuff. Those are some interesting guys there, though, that we wanted to talk about, especially the Ohio State and North Carolina pro days.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of names we've mentioned, some names we haven't brought up, but maybe we should be more aware of. Some good fits for the Steelers, too.
Absolutely. But we're going to take a break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. We want to thank Jacob Reck for keeping us on the air throughout the course of the show, and we want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.